Welcome to the Internal Revenue Service International and U.S. Residency Certification Services. To continue in English, press 1. If you are requesting an employer identification number or for questions about your individual refund, press 1. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality purposes. Please hold while your call is transferred. We estimate your wait time to be between 7 and 10 minutes. We apologize for your delay. Our customers are answered in the order received, so please do not hang up. The next available representative will be with you as soon as possible. If you requested a refund of tax withheld on a Form 1042-S by filing the Form 1040-NR, we will need additional time to process the return. Please allow up to 6 months from the original due date of the 1040-NR return, or the date you actually filed the 1040-NR, whichever is later, to receive any refund due. You can also check the Where's My Refund application, found on irs.gov, after the appropriate date, to check the status of your refund. Thank you. Let www.irs.gov be the gateway to getting tax information you need. You can find information on payment options if you owe, check the status of your federal return, download tax forms and instructions, and get answers to your tax questions using our online applications. You may be allowed an automatic 2-month extension of time to file your return and pay any federal income tax that is due. You will be allowed the extension if you are a U.S. citizen or resident alien, and on the day your income tax return is due, are living outside the United States and Puerto Rico, and your main place of business or post of duty is outside the United States or Puerto Rico, or are in the military on duty outside the United States and Puerto Rico. You may get more information on IRS.gov by entering U.S. citizens and resident aliens abroad, extensions of time to file, in the search box. If you know you cannot file your return by the due date, you should file Form 4868, the application for automatic extension of time to file U.S. individual tax return, by the date your individual income tax return is due. Remember, it only extends the time to file your return, not the time to pay your income tax. Your tax payment for the amount owed should be submitted with the extension. You can obtain Form 4868 by visiting the IRS website at www.irs.gov and selecting Forms and Publications on the landing page.
Our representatives are still helping other customers. Please continue to hold. Our representatives are still helping other customers. Please continue to hold. Please wait.
Good afternoon. This is the Internal Revenue Service. My name is Ms. Faldo. ID number is 1-000-1-8878. How can I help you?
Yes, hello. I guess there's no chance, but I just spoke to someone there and the line broke. Is there any... Well, okay, let's start from the beginning. Okay. Hi, how are you doing? My name is Benny. My social security number is 063-98-7919. I submitted my 1040s for the years 14, 15, and 16 in December or late November. I received now a letter from you, I mean from the IRS, of course, saying that regarding the years 15 and 16, a change has been made, and to my understanding, and that was confirmed by the person I spoke to before, the change is that my wife's ITIN number has expired, and that changed the calculation. She confirmed it, and then the line broke off. So I'm again in this conversation.
Okay, if that was the case, so we disallowed the exemption of your wife because it has expired, the ITIN of 15 and 16, in order for you to, in order for us to adjust that and bring it back to the original tax return, you have to renew the ITIN.
I understand. How do I do that?
You have to file a form, W-7, and it says the renewal.
It's on the website.
It's on the website.
Okay. And send it to where exactly?
It's sent it to the ITIN Processing Center, which is in Austin, Texas. If you go to our website, www.irs.gov, all the information is on there, the address in the application form. Also, what are the documents needed?
Okay, now once we do that, so the adjustment will be made automatically, or do I have to call again, or what?
Once they issued you a, once it's reactivated, just call it up and say that it has been reactivated.
And okay, so it won't be automatic.
In our system.
Okay, I understand. Yeah. Now, I got this only regarding the 1040s of year 2015 and 2016. I have also sent to you at the same time the 1040 for the year 2014. I understand that regarding the 2014, her ITIN number hasn't expired. Is that correct?
Yes. So I don't think you have a balance bill for this year.
You don't think what?
Yes. Can you hold on a second?
I'm waiting.
It depends on when was it reactivated. Okay, I did answer all your questions, but we didn't go through the disclosure of who you are, sir. Can I know what's the name on the return?
Benjamin, Joshua, and Ronit Huckster.
Address, sir?
13 Nachal Katlav Street, Beit Shemesh, Israel.
Date of birth?
November
3rd, 1971. You said 14, 15, 16, right?
Right.
Have you submitted? When did you submit the 14?
What?
We don't have the 2014 is not processed.
I have sent it in the same envelope with 15 and 16.
Let me see. means. Okay, our record shows that we do not have your 15.
15?
It's only 15.
You mean 14?
14, I said 14. So we have reprocessed your 15 and 16.
Oh, but it's, what am I going to do now?
Okay. Let me see if there is a duplicate return.
It's impossible. I've sent the three returns in the same envelope. I have it photographed, actually.
Yeah, unfortunately, maybe the 14 thought is attached to one of these tax returns. 2013.
What do you mean it's attached?
Well, you said you have three.
Yeah.
And one envelope, okay? When the processing unit opened it, they thought probably it's only three returns. So the other probably is with the other return.
Oh.
They weren't able to track it.
So what do we do now?
So far, you have to file a copy.
Isn't it too late?
You have to send another return.
But it's too late.
For the 14?
Yes.
This is the 13. Okay, this was deactivated. 2017. Can you have a balance due for both years?
Well, actually, I'm supposed to get a refund. It's just because of this item expired.
That's correct. So, as I said, you have to renew it.
Okay, but what about the 14?
14, you have to send a return.
But it's too late for 14 now.
There's no record here that we have it.
I understand. So isn't it too late to send 14 now?
Too late for what? Too late for...
For a refund.
To file?
To file, yes.
No, 14. 14, it's not yet late.
I can still, I don't mind. I can print it out and send it again. It's not a big deal. But I understand that until you can do it until the 31st of December 17.
It should be 18.
Are you sure?
13 is due this filing season. 13.
I can still send for 2014?
You can still file 2014.
Okay, so what I will do about 2014, there's no way for you to, or for someone there to look at the physical file and see what happened to the physical. That's impossible?
That would take time.
So what I should do is, there's two things. Number one, regarding 2014, correct me if I understand, tell me if I understand correctly. Regarding 2014, I should print it out again and send it again, correct?
You have to sign it originally. So it's just not a copy. It's your original signature.
Of course. Print it out, sign it, and send it. Of course, as if I'm submitting it anew. Correct?
That's anew. Yes, that's right. Just because you just said copy. When you said copy, maybe just a copy of what you have.
Okay. No, I didn't mean a photocopy. I meant to print out the original one and sign it again.
Sign it. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And number two, regarding 15 and 16, I need to do the W-7. Send and get my wife to sign it, etc., everything that has to be done there. And once I get it renewed, I should call you, or I should call the same number, and then you will readjust the numbers, correct?
Okay, what is it that you are, what is it a child tax credit?
Well, I guess it's also a child tax credit. But it's many things, because what it says here, it says, first of all, they, for some reason, let me find it 1 minute. Just a second. It says like this, taxable income, the changes, calculations, it says taxable income, line 43, instead they added $4,000. And then afterwards, they write total failure to file, $205. And then they wrote that the changes are because, let me find the other paper. I don't know why they wrote total fail to file, to total fail. Failure to file. I don't know why you wrote that. And they also wrote that the changes are because of the ITIN number of my wife. I can't see it right now, but that's what it says. One second. Here. Information was changed because of the following. We didn't allow your spouse's personal exemption on your tax return because your spouse's individual taxpayer identification has expired. Each exemption on your tax return must have a valid ITIN or other valid taxpayer identification number. The ITIN for you and or your spouse has expired. As a result, we disallowed certain credit on your return claim for one or more of your dependents. This change may affect taxable income tax or any of the following credits: American Opportunity Credit, Child Tax Credit, and Additional Child Tax Credit. So that's the whole thing. And in the bottom line is that instead of getting a refund of $4,000 each of these years, so they want me to pay $800 or $600, depending on the year. Hello?
Yes, I'm listening. Oh. Yes, because of the changes of you were not able to get the credit, it comes up that you have to pay the taxable income that you reported.
I understand, but once the item is there, it will be recalculated, correct?
It will be recalculated.
Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
So I guess that's what I will do, no?
Yes. Okay. And is there anything else, sir?
No, you've helped me a lot. Thank you very, very much. And okay, so I'll get down to work. So I will send another 2014 1040, and I will take care of the I-10 and then call you. Thank you very much, ma'am. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.